Mishami Brachas Daf Tzadik Gimel, continuing from the Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah says, "Chayav Levarach Al Arok, Shem Shevarach Al Tov." Person is obligated to make a bracha on the raw, on bad, on evil, like he makes a bracha Al Atova. Shnemla V'Haptas Shem Lakech B'Kol Avavka V'Kol Nafshe B'Kol Mo'Deko. So first of all, when we talk, the Mishnah says, Meir Moshe and Haredim both have the same comment. What do you mean Chayav Adam Lomav? Of course you have to, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what does it mean Chayav Lebarach? What's the Lashon Chayav? So he says, Koloma Shemavarach Dayan Emes Al Ra. When a person makes the Baruch Dayan Emes on something that bad that happens, Chayav Lebarach B'Simcha B'Leiv Tov, K'Shem Shemavarach B'Simcha Tov U'Meitiv Al Atova. You have to make the Baruch with the same Simcha and Leiv Tov, like you make a bracha with Simcha Tova Meitim on something good that happens. Person has to make the same feeling, the same hagasha, and the same thing that Rechavetim quotes from the Rabbi Batanua, same idea of the same level of Simcha that he makes on both brachas. You have to do the Simcha. Shnema, as it says, if you have to pick with all your love, with all your heart, and the Gemara is going to, of course, discuss what the Mechom Odech is, what the Mishnah will continue with it, and explain the Lashon of why we have to have Mechom Nafshah, Otsach HaLevecha, Lashon Rabim. Each one comes to tell us something new, another Chiddush, the same thing as well. So it's like it says that the Mishnah continues. Cholavavcha, it means V'shnei Yitzirecha, with the two Yetzer, the two Yetzer, your two evil inclinations, be Yetzer Tov, be Yetzer Ra, the good inclination and the bad inclination. That means that Shnei Yetzer, because the Lashon Levavcha is the Lashon Rabim, and the, what's the Lashon Rabim? So the Yetzer Tov, Shnei Yetzer Chulik, you have to do with the Yetzer Tov, that the Yetzer says the Rashi Misalur, the Yetzer can't have any Chulik, can't have any piece of it, any Chulik, Yetzer Ra, I know all the Ra, the Yetzer on the Ra, that you're able to go ahead and to use that strength, b'shas avei v'kas va'af, shekozeh hu yetzer hara. A person used the right, used the, as the Pnei Moshe explained, a person has anger, a person is anger va'af, or even a higher level of anger, that's used for a davar tov. It comes from a yetzer hara, but it's used for a davar tov, channel it in the right way, a person to be angry at a rasha, to do something that somebody did in aveira, revive somebody, so therefore, that is the... means to use what you have, those midos that could be called midos rose, so to speak, and to use them for a davar tov. The same idea, he says that the yetzer hara means even something that tiber for tanugir lemazeh, for Michael and Mishta and things of that nature, and to use it for even Tavis Nashim, to use it for the Divine Mitzvah, use it to eat and drink, or cover Hashem for the Divine Mitzvah, for Mekayim Puravu, to use the Yetzirah, use the things that come from a natural Teva, and to use it for a Dover Tov. B'chol Nafshach, Afi Lotos Savshacha. B'chol Nafshach means even if a person goes ahead and has to lose his life over it, Nafshacha, so then you're mechuyev to do so as well, which we know the halacha is. Person legabe avodah zarah is mechuyev to give his life, yarg v'yaver, to give up his life, not to be over avodah zarah. And really, it will apply to any mitzvah except that we have the chayv ahead, that the mechuyev, special mitzvahs in the Torah, that you're mechuyev to live, not to die with mitzvahs. But avodah zarah and shlichus tamim and gilui arayos are three things that specifically one is supposed to give his life over for, not to be over. And the use of the pasuk. This is referring to Avodah Zarah, and the other two will learn that as well, that a person is supposed to give his life for those not to be over it, to be over in Issa, to allow them to be over the Avera. It says in the Mishnah, with all your money. With all your money. Now, what does it mean, b'chol mamoncha? A person should be able to spend all his money to do it by mitzvah. Now, we know the halakha is that we don't do that because the person is not supposed to spend more than not to spend more than a fifth of his money on a dvar mitzvah. So what does it mean, even stalker, not to do more than that? So what does it mean, mechol ma'adacha? So many Mefarshim explain that the halakha is that there's two different things. They're being doing a mitzvah kumbase, and there's a thing not to be over in issa, not to be over a losa, not to do something that's asa. So to do a mitzvah, you're not required to spend for an esrig, for lulav, for a shofar, or tefillin, more than a fifth of your money. When it comes to not being over an iser, to over a losa, I'll say, there are many who show them hold, that a person has to go and be, give all his money. There's no limitation. But chol modecha, not to be over an iser in the Torah. And this is in the Torah. That is what the Torah is telling you, the type of person. So we have b'chol nafshecha, notas nafshecha, b'chol mavdecha. There's some people that chaviv lahem mamon chamimo yosem minafshem, the Gemara says, that there's some that people that's more dear to them, the money than the nefesh, so they have b'chol mavdecha. And to those whose body is more, whose life is more valuable than the money, that's b'chol nafshecha, comes to include that as well. That b'chol mavdecha, b'midah she'atamodid, but any whatever midah that you have, whether it's good or bad, but call in all cases, modal kamod ma'od. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu very, very much that the, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for you, the ma'od is lashon nidah, measurement. The measurement is to give ma'od ma'od, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything that he did for you, ben ra l'tov, ben tov l'ra, that is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ben midas tov, ben midas peronios, a person has to do for the, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. Mishnah continues with the halakos, nageya to giving cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving cover to the Bar Yaila, and restricting the certain acts that that person does. So it says, lo yakol mesrosho kineged shem mizbeach. A person shouldn't go ahead, have kalos rosh kineged the eastern gate, the Beis HaMikdash, because it's there, it faces mechuvenes kineged Beis HaKadosh, because it's the opposite, the Kodesh Kadoshim. This is in the time of Rabbi Rishon, when there was the curtain divided between the Kodesh Kedoshim and the Heichal, and if the people would do something, it would be disrespectful, as the Marzen explained, that by the Eastern Kalos Rosh, by the Rosh Keneged Shah Mizrach, so in a sense, you Keneged the Kodesh Kedoshim, and that would be something that would be inappropriate, and therefore, it would be, one is not supposed to do, you'd be Mivaza the Kodesh Kedoshim, you'd be Mivaza the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that means anything took the Kalos Rosh, the act of Kalos Rosh, are things that would not be would be acceptable. Again, this is Nogea to the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, and not to the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. What does this mean? Mikdash HaRoh, so the Rosh Mishlur brings down the Gemara in Yevamos, that we know this is your when it's a Beis HaMikdash. How do we know when it's no Beis HaMikdash? It applies as well. Because it says that so say the Shmur of the Mikdash HaTiroh, Mashmir Mu'a B'Tash Shabbos the Olam, Mashmir Mu'a B'Tash the Olam. I learned from the Gemara that the halakha is, yes, halakha is a Beis HaMikdash, but even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, the fact that we put down Shemir Shabbos together in the same pasuk, Mikdash Torah, just like Shabbos is Leolam, it doesn't change, but there's no Beis HaMikdash, so too, you can't have the same thing, you have to have covered for the Mikdash, Bein Beis HaMikdash, Bein there's no Beis HaMikdash, the same thing applies. The Gemara says an example. The Yikanei is the Arba Makla. A person should go into the Barabais with his staff. The Manalo, or his shoes, the Barbadoso, his money belt. These are all things that are Mavaza, that are disrespectful to the Mikdash. These are all things that a person should not do because it's Keneged, it's a desire to the Mokka Mikdash. Apendoso, Ozri Cholov, Rosta Bamot. When you put your money belt in, says Rosh Misalu, that your person goes with his money, but it's not respectful. Another thing he says, Pirish Akar, Beget Shalubish of the Sorrow of Kabbalah shall come to Sabbagodim. The Haredim brings down a second shot. A person going in wearing his underwear, clothes that wear Begodim of perspiration. Perspiration, what you do is so you shouldn't get your clothes dirty. The Nailodim would say so, Begodim. So good night to go out like that publicly. And that person to do that, to go like that in front of the Mokma Mikdash, or to go with your, whether it's tobit is a money belt, either way, it's inappropriate to go in front of the mikdash, in front of the Malkam and mikdash in such a way. G'nai log. Also, avakavalo, dust on your feet. Loyasakapandria. You can't make a shortcut out of the Malkam and mikdash because, again, that's you're going from one place to another place and use it as a shortcut to go through rather than going around. That's a bizarre on the mikdash. And that would be also something that's inappropriate. The Premosha learned Kapadli Kones but Pesach Zela says but Pesach Shekinegdo to katsu yuluko to shorten your way that the would be save time by going that way. That would be in disrespectful to go into such a way through the mikdash that's being mabazer the malkam mikdash. Furthermore, like kikam mikalvachom. What about spitting in the malkam mikdash? That's also mikalvachom. What's the Kal Vachomer? Kal Vachomer is, tell us that the, we're going to explain a little bit the Kal Vachomer, obviously, we're not my mikdash, to do, minal, the Pemosh being nothing more later, my minal, she ain't no derop bizayon, so you can't go in with a shoe, even though it's not a bizayon, it's just a natural thing you wear on your feet, you know how to go in, kika should have bizayon, the kosh can you know how to go through. That's the Kal Vachomer that the Gemara is going to make, why one cannot spit in the mokom ha-mikdash. This is the Gemara. This continues the Mishnah. Separate halacha. Whoever would conclude a bracha in the mikdash, the sign in the mikdash, and the base of mikdash rishon, they would say mina oilam. They would say would end with the word mina oilam from the world. You say it because well, you said the bracha, bracha Hashem Yisrael mina oilam, and they wouldn't say bi'ad oilam. They would say mina oilam. That would be the bracha mina olam. That would be the bracha. They would messiah all the brachas. However, the Gemara says that after that was in the first base of mikdash, but then they changed. Gemara says mishakuku amina. When the minim came in, the heretics that began to believe that there was no olam haba, only one world. The Amnei said, "Hey, oh my God, there's only one world. So this world, there is no olam haba." Skinum shiyoyimim. Ezra and Chachamim were misakein that they should say shiyoyimim. They should say mina olam bi'ad olam. To incorporate that, there were two mikdashes, the two worlds. Like this, mina olam ad olam, the two worlds, that there's a connection between this world and the next world, and therefore, in the first place, in mikdash, there was no question because everyone knew connected. There was a tremendous level; they were on a tremendous madrega, and the mela. Therefore, they connected. They knew that there was a. They didn't have to say mina olam ad olam. They knew it was Makash Baruch Hu. They knew there was another world. However, in the Mizkako Mikuko Aminim says that Rashi Slovich Smata Emuno Shaloyim Abo came the belief in Olam Abo is minimized. And therefore, so far, Shlishi, this Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that's what's going to happen towards the end of the 6,000th year. It's going to be less of a Muna. People are not going to believe so much, and therefore, they forget about Olam Haba. They stop believing in Olam Haba. So therefore, we say that it should be Ezra and Beis Dino made to speak in Olam Midolam. This tells us the Shtei Olamos. It's Olam Hazeh and it's Olam Haba. And that's the way that we should Messiah each bracha. Because they're both, and they were these people. Mishakilko Aminim says the Primosh Hakoyfim Tchias Hamesim. I'm in Olam Hazeh. Only this world. There's no Tchias Hamesim. There's no Olam Haba. There's nothing. They and therefore we have to go ahead and change it to make it that there's Shtei Olamos. Yesh Olam V'Ad Olam. That there's two Olamos here and after Tchias Hamesim as well. There's going to be a second Olam. They changed the Lashon. Min Olam V'Ad Olam is the proper way to say it. And the question, of course, is that how does it explain? That the how are we allowed to do that? How are we allowed to go ahead and make this change? We know Ein Bezin, the halacha brought down, you're not allowed to make masakin and other, make it a takana that wasn't done before. So he said that this was done different. We say slashes, the Gemara's going to explain. Tell us that there's misakin kumu brokos from akechim and oilam ara oilam. Let people know by saying the tefillah, let them know. It's brought in such a way that to know that there is two worlds, and there will be Tchias HaMesim, and there's a connection between this world and the next world, and it's considered as a prozo to the next world is brought down. And therefore, they would have to go ahead and believe this, and if by saying this, it would be instilling in them this amuna that seemed to have been forgotten from the time of the Bais Rishon. Another takana that was made by Ezra Dino. You can go ahead and say Shalom Lechem to your friend is by name, with Hashem's name. He said to him, Hashem is with you. Hashem is with you because Yisrael, good for him as a man of a soldier, mighty man of war. The Roman said to him, don't shame yourself. Don't think because your mother is old, Naomi is old, that she should be old. Torah says you should set aside and act for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He made for the Torah. The time you value your favorite Torah because of the act of Hashem. What does that mean? It means that we're not able to go ahead and do anything different than what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do. And if it's something that seems like the Torah said you can't do it, but the Chachamim felt it should be done, therefore that's considered a favorite Torah Sakha. They have a right, Las Hashem, to do what's for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to act for Hashem, even though it's a favorite Torah Sakha. One of the things was to use Hashem's name, the She'el Shalom, because we learned from the idea from Ginyon that he incorporated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, So therefore, same idea, we say, that's why we use the word Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. We use the word which have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and we incorporate those names in there as well, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So you see that therefore, the concept is that we have to change and use things that we need to do to protect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cover, to protect the Rochus of the Torah, even though it maybe seem to be violate something that we had before. So in other words, what we did, what we said by the Malach, by Gideon, the Gideon told about Boaz, we thought maybe Boaz, what he did was not correct. He did it on his own. Hashem didn't agree. So the Malach responded back, to get the same Lashon, so that the Bakeret, that you see that this was agreed upon, that what he did was correct. Why did he do so? Because we said that people stopped using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, because thought it was disrespecting Hashem's name, saying it in vain. However, they added on to do that, to make Shalom, Baka Shalom Refeu, to use Hashem's name for Shalom, to make Shalom. Therefore, they went and added back the name. And Ferit Osecha, the concern that maybe it will be, because Baruch name will be Mavuza, was not so much that were there, not much of a concern. They didn't have to go ahead and do that. It was the same idea. That same thing we find by many times in Tanakh, Elio and Har Carmel. So he went ahead, he brought the animal on the bummer. You know, they have to base a mikdash. There was not allowed to have a bummer. You know, I'd bring anything up to the bummer. So how was he able to do that? Again, because he wanted to make an ace and show HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the true essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allowed it to go ahead to violate the law of the Torah and build up even on a bummer, just so that it should be properly covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That it should be done correctly. That should be done. This halacha before everything that we have in a situation where to something seems to be prohibited, seems to be the Torah would not allow it, but a Chazal felt that it would be important. So they have a right to go ahead and do so, and learn out this from Boaz, that to be able to do so, because this is what the Chazal felt would be the correct thing to do. And so even though it may violate something, but this is the correct thing, and it's Eis Hashem to do Hashem's Ratzon. And we've made for Torah, even if it's made for Torah Sefer, or to be made for Torah Sefer, brings it down, brings the Mavata Divrei Torah, that is something that is permitted to do, and that's why he was able to go and use Hashem's name, and for that reason, teach us that fact that we saw Mechan on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Shal, B'Sholom, Chaveru, B'Akash, Sholom, B'Rafeu, to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is the explanation of why we're allowed to do this, because it's Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer, that it's something that we do, but this Be'etzim is the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it is Nifa, we do it this way.
The Gemara begins to explain what the Mishnah just talked about in the Inyan of Shemavokan al Rob, Mavokan al Tov. The Gemara says, Rabbi Rakia, B'Shem Rab Levi, Ad Shem V'atamor M'Yerilim Hashem. That's in the Pasik. The pasuk that we talk about in Tehillim, that Hashem batomer me'al Hashem, that is in accordance with the pasuk, you are be exalted, you be raised, the olam Hashem. So what does that mean, the olam Hashem? It says the olam yotchel yona, because Rava says that your hand is always al yona, in the uppermost, which means that whenever it comes to a shayla of din, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that a person gets the benefit of the doubt. Yotcha al Yona. And the Mefarshim explain that Yotcha al Yona means, the Pemosha explains, that we're talking about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu deals with a person and the way he judges a person. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person in a way that he gets the benefit. Bein the din, bein the rachamim. That even if an HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, whether it's din, whether it's rach through rachamim, a person always gets the benefit of the doubt. And therefore, we'll see the words and explain how. And Mela, therefore, that's what it means, because you have to make the bracha with the same simcha, because if both of them are good. Both of them, you're benefiting out of it, out of the din of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you have to do so, you get the benefit. Now, this ma'aseh, we see that the person gets punishment in this world, gets din. It takes away from being punished in the Olam Hamas. A person gets, even a Rasha gets schar in this world, is getting it, so he doesn't have to get rewarded up in Shemayim. So therefore, whatever a person gets, even if it's something bad, something painful, midas ha-din, it benefits for him that he doesn't have. He's just being spared from any type of punishment in the Olam Haba. Says the Gemara, is a mashal of melech basav adam, like a melech basav adam that sits a regular king of basav adam. He's yeshiv adam. He judges people because shemesinan mus. When he gives the judgment of dimus with mercy with rachamim, called makalsim. Everyone praises him and he's such a bal rachamim. Shemesin sefakula. When he gives down something of sipkula, which is the mefarshim explain, is din misa. Is the way that Rosh Mishalua learns. It's death, it's Misa. The Bnei Moshe says it's a Gzar Din. What the Rosh Mishalua says is Mamash means Misa. Misa means death, a very severe punishment. So Mela, Akomaranach, everyone goes complains about him. It's Lama, why did you do this? Why did you do such a terrible punishment? Shut up, Bedino. Because he goes, the Kadosh Baruch Hu swept away this Din. And Mela, they have to get punishment, but not punishment. The Kadosh Baruch Hu goes and gives everybody. When a person gets din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it sweeps everybody along the way. Everybody gets effects. Shut off Luminas HaDin, Yosem and Aroi. A person gives a din, a bus of a dumb, when he punishes someone, he punishes everybody. Everybody that the innocent with the guilty come together. He taxes the city. Everybody in the city has to get taxed. Even those who didn't deserve it, those people who paid their taxes. He punishes a family, so the whole family is punished. HaShenken HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who gets the benefit of the doubt, you always get the upper hand, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never judge a person or anybody that's in his orbit. If something should happen to them, but everyone doesn't deserve it. Now, if the person punishes someone in the family, gets sick. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I, the family, the rest of the spouse and the children, everybody else around is affected. So, Bela Pasav Adam, it's too bad, you're affected. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if they didn't deserve it on some level, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would save or spare the person from being punished. Because a person has to be able to be affected, everybody, to be, it's not swept away like Shatuf Hayam, it's not swept away with waves that everyone gets caught up in the wave. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges each person individually and Yadach Al Yonah to make sure that it is done right. And that's Bein Minas Adin, Bein Minas Arachim. So you see, that's where you see the Mukher, where a person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person should mekabel the raw in Matobo with the same level of Simcha. And the Mura gives now a few other examples. We see this in Psukim, the same concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chesed Mishpat, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Asim Tiyu Hashem Azameiro. What does that mean? So when I say, I'm HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to sing a song, praise you. If you give me mishpat, punishment, I'll also sing. Either way, whatever it comes out, I'm going to sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise. You see that David HaMelech is saying, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him, it's praise, and whether it's mishpat or chesed, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats him, all of them are going to be in the same format. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will sing Shira and praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the same level of praise that I give you either way. Same thing like Shema Zameira. Another Pasuk says in a Pasuk as well in Tehillim, Be'elukim Alel Dover, Hashem Alel Dover, what is saying twice? I praise Hashem Alel Dover, Hashem Alel Dover. What? It's repeating itself. Why? What's David HaMelech repeating himself twice? It says in the Pasuk, it said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Kedem Es Adin. This is the Midas Adin. Whether it's Midas Adin, Kedem Es Arachmim, Alel Dover. Whether it's Midas Adin, because he changed the name over here, Be'elukim Alel Dover and Ba'Hashem Alel Dover. Once he used the same thing, but used one word, Elokim, which refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was always Midas Adin, and Hashem, Yekid Ravkei, is Midas Arachmim. So he said, the Melech is saying, Be'elukim Alel Dover, if you give me Midas Adin, I'll praise you. Ba'Hashem Alel Dover, and if you give me Midas Arachmim, I'll also praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'Hashem Alel Dover, I'm going to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way that. So again, you see the same idea that the Melech is saying the same Midas Adin, Midas Arachmim requires the same level of Mavakim Al Rala Tov, the same level of Simcha. Another Pasuk, Rabbi Nami, another Pasuk. Kojo Zimashay Mekro. Pasuk in Tehillim, Sarv Yogan Emsa, Tupsukim Emshashay Mekro. HaKadosh Baruch Hu raised a cup of salvation, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemashay Mekro, the same thing at Sarv Yogan Emsa. Either way, both ways. The Lord is saying whether it's salvation, whether I have a Yeshua, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me Yeshua, whether HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends me Tzara v'Yagon, either way, B'Shem HaShem Ekra, I'll end the same way that I plead to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'll call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way. So you see, therefore, a person can be both, B'Shem HaShem, both in Yetzer of a Yagon or Kosi Shuas Esa. Either way, a person who suffered both things, you say the same thing, the same praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either way, on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you. The another pasuk, Amir the Rav Pila, who Oye Iyuv. I mean, this is not in Tehillim, but in Iyuv. It says in Iyuv, Hashem Azal Hashem Laka, Hashem Hashem Baruch. Hashem takes, Hashem gives. Either way, Hashem is blessed. What does it mean? Hashem Nachum Rachamim. Hashem Baruch Hu gives with Rachamim. Who shall lock up Rachamim Laka? When he take away, he also took with Rachamim. In other words, he understood that when Hashem Baruch Hu gave and took from him, either way, both were done with Rachamim. Now one was Midas Hadin, and one was Midas Rachamim, even more. When he took from me, it was a kapara for me. It was a kapara for Mechatoyim. So whether he took from me, whether he gave me, which of course is Rachamim, or whether he took from me is also Rachamim, because he took away for my sins. It was a kapara for my sins. Either way, he said Yishei Hashem Mevara. Says the Gemara, even the Yiblo, none of that, El Shinosim Lodim Lakwebriya. When he gave to Yiv, Akash Boko shows is great. When he did Barakim, when he gave Yiv things, the Lord didn't look for a Bria. He didn't give it with anybody else. He didn't discuss with any other Bria, any of the creation. Akash Boko did it himself. He gave it himself. When Akash Boko did it for him, he gave it himself. He gave it to him. When Akash Boko wanted to punish him, take away things from him, Nimlak for Beis Din. Akash Boko first went to speak to his Beis Din, to those in his Beis Din, in the copy, in the Din Shal Maila, to incorporate them, to ask them if they're masking. Maybe they'll say no. They said no, Akash Baruch will be able to avoid punishing him. So it says, where do you see it? I'm really lazy. I see in the passage, where do you see it from? Whatever it says, V'Hashem. It doesn't say that Hashem, but V'Hashem. V'Hashem knows and look at, and Hashem took. We said, V'Hashem, that's who the Beis Din. Why is it V? That means him and the Beis Din are together. The Binyan Av Shabakulon. The Binyan Av for all the time, whenever it says that, Hashem Dibar Olav Ra. Whenever it says the word V, Hashem, in all the places in the Torah, every time it says V'Hashem, Hashem decreed evil, bad upon a person, all of them, it's the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with, together with his Beis Din. That's referring to the Pasig in Malachim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to punish Akav and destroy Akav, they should lose in the battle and be killed in the battle. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Hashem, Hashem consulted with the Pamaya Shamayla whether he should do so or not. So therefore, the same thing with Eve, the same idea, that it's a... That the same idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu uses V, discusses with the Pamaya Shamayla whether he should go and do something bad to punish him, do something right to him, and they have to mask him to do so before HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something. It's what this is. So there, by Achav and Navi, Binyan Av Shabakulam, the first Be'ed Yekin, there it says, in the passage of the Navi and Shoftim, says the B'nai Moshe, it says, Mefurish, that Hashem consulted. So there, whatever else it says in the rest of Tanakh, like in Tehillim, we just quoted, by Or Be'iyuv, when it says V'Hashem, the same thing applies, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu consulted with the Pamay Shamayla. That just, so too over there, it's by all cases that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that, and you see again the same concept of where it's all done good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does extra chesed to the Rachum himself, and does not rely on the Beis Din, and his Beis Din, Masha En Kein, by something, by a Dover Rab. Rokit tells me Abba Basmira. Pasik says that a person, but does mitzvah, should do mitzvahs me Abba, or Asimiyira. Asimiyavi, should do mitzvahs, shabal, this, no, because you think that when they come, that you'll hate the mitzvahs, die, should not die, if you should know that you, one who loves Hashem, ain't no of Sane. And therefore, one who loves Hashem cannot possibly hate his mitzvahs. You know, it's the Yira. You do it for Ava, you do mitzvahs for Ava, but you should also have to have Yira, because if you decide to change from Ava to Sinah, without Yira, you could change. One day you'll be different, feel different. But if you have Yira, the person won't change. It'll keep you with the Avas and mitzvahs. And the Mela, therefore, it helps a person to be able to stick with the Avas Hashem. And also, once you do it Yira, Shem Basalivot, if you're going to come to rebel, Dashata Yare, you should know that you fear Hashem Yare, but no, not rebel. So the Yira and the Ava together that a person has, you can't just serve Hashem with Yira. You can't only serve Hashem with Ava. You have to do both, the combination, to keep on the proper path. So to avoid the Yitzhara, you have to do both. Says the Play Moshe, Asumi Avas Yira, Kom Avshdazar Dovami Avas Hashem, even though you do something from Avas Hashem, which is the higher level, Makamakam Tasim Gamkin Yiras Romas. You also have to have some Yiras Romas in front of you, because it's together, you need both. This keeps you away from doing being over in Nisr or Losase. Because this way you go ahead, you won't come to be Mavad, you won't come to go ahead and to be Mavad the Torah. to mavada the mitzvah. You won't stop to do a mitzvah. The only era that you'll have will keep you on the path to go ahead and to do the mitzvahs. Each one goes ahead and is machazik each other. I said, if you do both, therefore a person has to have both, but the yira and the ava, to be able to make sure that he does not over the Yetzer will not go ahead and take him away from the mitzvahs. We're going to do another thing. We're talking about loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiva Purushim. Here, Shiva Purushim. We know that there were Purushim and the Tzdukim. The Purushim are the ones who supported the Chachamim against the Tzdukim. So it says there were seven types of prices. There were seven types of Purushim. Each one had a different aspect to them, how they served the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mara says, what was the seven Purushim? Purushim Nikfei. One was the Purushay Nikfe. We'll explain what that means in Gemara. Purushay Koy. There were those who were Purushay Kozoi, the balancing. Purushay Mersa Gavia. Those are the mercies of what, Ma Gavia, what benefit. Purushay Dechavaso, Vasenu. Those who say, I know my sin and I'll do it. Purush Yira, or Purush Ava, blah, 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 blah. So these are all seven things. What do these mean? These are very, what are these seven Purushim, seven types of being Ovid Hashem? How does that work? So it says, explains each one. The Brisa explains each one. The Gemara explains what each one means in the Brisa. Pirusha Shichme. It means the Pirusha Shichme means Toyin Mitzvasa Al Kisva. Person who carries the mitzvahs on his shoulders. Person who carries the mitzvahs on his shoulders. He's working hard to do the mitzvahs. What does it mean he carries it on his thing? Shiva Pirusha Me. It's a Brisa. So it says that the Pirush Shichme, what is the lesson of Shichme means? It means that you carry the mitzvah, like a gomagu full of money. You carry it not with your money, but with your shoulders. You carry the burden. Kmaratzi sukkah, says the Rashi Slow. You're carrying the shkat for the sukkah, yotzebro. So it's person is bobbling himself, his goof, and doing the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs of his goof, his shoulders. He's letting his shoulders do the mitzvahs. So it said that So therefore, you see, they do mitzvahs, and people will see you talk about you. They'll talk about you should become Bar Gaiva, that you're doing it for people to see you doing mitzvahs. As the Pnei Moshe says, the person does that. As the mitzvahs, you come to do it, and it'll talk about Laros Atzmo Lubrios. You're showing yourself to be. Look what I did. Look what kind of mitzvahs that I do. So you're doing the mitzvah, but you're also you're showing it off. You're showing it on your shoulder. Everyone could see. What's nikfe credit? See, a person sell me on credit, I'll do a mitzvah. Which means, what does that mean? A person does nikfe on credit. So says the Pnei Moshe, him to limach, and he wrote a lot of mitzvah. And you tell a person, do a mitzvah. And when you're talking to your friend, you say, stop, I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to do a mitzvah, and I don't have time to talk to you. I'm doing mitzvahs. So again, the same idea that you're taking something on credit. You go buy something, you give it, take the item, and say, I'll pay you back later. So here also, you tell a person, you go ahead, doing a mitzvah, you tell a person, I've got to go to the mitzvah, I can't talk to you now. So you're borrowing from him, you're borrowing, taking credit away, you're taking away, like you're borrowing to do a mitzvah. You're telling a person, you're busy in mitzvahs, you have no time for him. So that's nikvah, you're busy taking care of your balance. Perish nikzoi, perish your balance, which means, again, the same idea. That kazoi, that what does kazoi mean? Was obet chadacho v'chad mitzvah. A person is going out doing a sin and doing a mitzvah. You're trying to balance one with the other. That the, this is the Pnei Moshe. Zik v'chadah, she mekach, menake, aveira. You're not going to mitzvah. Your person doesn't have mitzvah. It's okay, you know, I did aveira, but I did a mitzvah also. You mekach, you died to it. The mitzvah is mekach on aveira. You think you're like taking credit. You're balancing one against the other. Also, an aveira, also the wrong thing to do. It's not the proper way to do it. Parshman Agriya. What does Parshman mean? What benefit? What does it mean? This is what am I benefit out of doing this mitzvah? What benefit do I get from it by doing the mitzvah? So again, the person understands he wants to do mitzvahs, but he doesn't want to do it without ana. Says the Haredim, ma na. Liba mitzvah says, well, what benefit do I get out of doing this mitzvah? Negative views, is it a toelos? Is it something? Will I benefit some monetarily? How will I benefit from it? What am I going to get from it? It says that person like who says, I did with this sin I did, and then I'll do mitzvah to go balance it. Not that you did one already, but you did a bear, but now you'll go and you'll do a mitzvah to balance it out. So we say, you think you could do the mitzvah to be good enough to be a counterbalance. And I'll do it a mitzvah connector. So this way I have the counterbalance of both. Similar idea that we said before. Mara says, perish be here, you perish be here, but you, like Eev, who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of Europe, being fear of being punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a Eev, what the Pasuk says, it's a Bayev Shemo, Yari Elohim, the Torah refers to him as a Yari Elohim. So the someone says, he didn't do it, he didn't reach a level of Avas Hashem, but he reached a level of Yiras Hashem, Yiras Onesh. So the same idea, that doesn't, this is the level of Eev that Eev reached, which I mentioned before, that it's he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not out of here, not out of Ava. And, unlike what we said before, that the redarshan was he celebrated, he served the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'Ava. Well, different than what we said before from this brisa. Because here, he perished b'Avram like Avram. Avram served the Kodesh Baruch Hu with love. Kodesh Baruch Hu served Avram with love. Therefore, it's the highest level. All the seven madrigas are wonderful, all the mitzvahs, but none is more closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the mitzvah of Parish, like Ba'ava, like Avram, who did his mitzvahs because of Avos Yisrael, fully for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not for any other reason. And Mimela, therefore, that was the highest level of the Mukhav, more Chaviv than Eov, who did it. Bain. So seven different ways to do the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one is a madriga, one higher than the next. They're all doing mitzvahs, but each one is for one higher. Eov is the second to the highest, and then comes Avram, who served HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the greatest level, the highest level. Says the Gemara, Avram Avinu said Yetzer HaTov. Avram Avinu made the Yetzer HaTov. What does that mean? He turned it to good. Levavo is Lashon Yachid. So what's Levavo? No, we have two Yetzaras. We have two. We have Levav, we have Yetzar, Yetzar Tov. And then Avram. Avram turned it. That is Yetzar Hara became part of the Yetzar Tov. We talk about the Levavo, what's the second heart? Avram had one. What does that mean? What's the Lashon? It means Avram took away any Nisilos that he had from the Yetzar, and he turned it into his Yetzar Tov. It became one. It became one, says the Pei Moshe. So says Levavo. He turned that into, so he had two Yetzer Tovs. He had two hearts that both came into his Yetzer Tov. He was able to turn it into his Yetzer Tov. That was the level that Avram Avinu reached. Says the Gemara that the Gemara talks about continued of how did he do that. Gemara says Amar Avakha Vifsid. You know that Avram Avinu lost it. It's scar. Why? Why did Avram lose his scar? Well, the curse of Avram Yisrael Chesed. Because Baruch Hu made a special chesed. In other words, that the originally by doing that and turning your yetzer into a yetzer tov, so Avram lost because he now had no yetzer to connect with. There's no tivus, no nisyonos anymore. So therefore, he would take away from him. So Kosh Baruch Hu made a thing, Kosh Baruch Hu bris, and he made a thing, the Mara says, and so Kosh Baruch Hu made a bris with him that he'll still get reward, even though he doesn't have the Nisyonis anymore. He'll still have the reward as if he was challenged by the Yetzirah, he'll still have the Pasuk that we Tanakh, that he'll still be Zoka to the reward, even though he didn't have the challenges that every person has, but he had Yetzirah Tov. Kosh Baruch Hu still will give him the same reward. If Shimo but curse him, I made a pshara. The Gemara says that the Yetzirah that'll still he can't go ahead and cause him to have any arayas, tibus to arayas for any averos. But Avah Bikain, Kosh Baruch Hu will make sure that he'll still be able to be good and to get all the reward as if he was challenging on every single day. That'll still be able to get his full value of the schar is the way the Rashi Shlomo learns the Gemara. David himself was not able to stand that was in the Yetzer. It wasn't like Avram. Gemara says, therefore he killed it in his heart. My time of he says, my heart is filled with my innards. What does that mean? Gemara darshins that really Avram Avinu was able to take the Yetzer and turn it into to the Yetzer. David HaMelech was unable to do that. What he did was, he was able to go, though, kill it. Which means he was able to have, there was no more Yetzar, but not that there was Yetzar became the Yetzar Tov, but it still was in his heart, but it was no longer going to control him anymore. The Yetzar was not able to control it. He couldn't turn it to good, but it still wasn't the level of Avram, but he was still able to go ahead and to make it somehow that it didn't have an effect on him. He was able to quench the kosher while it stayed in him, but it wasn't able to have any effect on him anymore either. He couldn't make peace with him. It stayed in him, even though it was not in his heart. It was stayed in him, but it wasn't able to affect him anymore. It says the Gemara, Akiva was one standing and was being punished. Was punished with the death in front of. Where it says, right, Tumas Rasha made a thing against him because Akiva still went to learn. He was still giving Torah to Rabin against the decree, the Roman decree. So he decreed against him that he's going to be killed. He's going to be pushed to killed in a very, very brutal manner. Then during the midst of being the torture, it's time to say Kriyishma. Shari Karilas, he shouldn't be yes. In the midst of his pain, Gwen began Kriyishma of Agatha, and he began to laugh. So Amalei turned his reference to him, Saba, you're old man, Icharishata. Are you a fool? You're laughing? You're being punished in such cruelty, such punishment. Are you deaf? Do you understand? What are you doing? Why would you be you're a fool? Why would you go ahead and be laughing? At that to be punished. Now, what does he bother him? In Vatam Tusa, you're a person who rebels against having suffering. Are you a person who doesn't, you laugh when you're being punished, when the horrific torture, terrible torture, you laugh? Someone says, right? So now, what was the question? What was he asking him? Thoughts of courage. When I say he thought that he was doing Kishov. That he thought that he was thought by his laughing, he's trying to do some kind of a kishuv to get out of feeling the pain. Machashivato says the Pnei Moshe, says kishuv be yisurin shatagish ben. That's Ram Shah, he's saying certain words that you're saying, that you're laughing with these words, you're making some kind of magic formula, that kishuv that you're doing in order to be able to avoid feeling the pain. Is that what you're trying to do? So that's what he asked him. So Mar says, may the spirit of this man suffer. In other words, he said that the spirit of this Tunis Arafa, the Russia, should suffer. Nafka Rusha, we should tell him, he cursed him, he should suffer. Nafka Rucha, you should suffer, causing all this, the pain. You should suffer. So when it says, I'm not a fool. And the Messiah, but I'm not going trying to undo the Yisurim. Yisurim what they are. Every day of my life I read this Pasuk. The eighth day of my life I read the Pasuk of Kriya Shema. We'll not be able to accomplish both. Which Pasuk? So I wonder when I could have all of them. Until now I only did two of them. I was never able to do Nafshecha. Now I come to Kolibri. Now I loved him with all my heart. I come to Kalmon. I gave all my money. I did everything in Kosh Baruch Hu. I mechaped him with my money. I was never able to achieve with all my nefesh. It was my life. I was alive. I wasn't able to give my nefesh. I've never been tested with that. Kosh Baruch Hu didn't challenge me. But now that I have the opportunity to give it all my love, all my nefesh, my mind is still not distracted. I'm still able to focus on Kriyishma. The pain has not yet dulled my senses. That's why I'm able to say this happily, and I'm saying the Shema. So unlike what you think that I'm doing, that I'm saying that I'm doing witchcraft, kishuv, to trying to get out of the pain, or I lost my mind. So neither of them. It says that the it comes to that I want to be able to focus properly on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I was able to go ahead and give my life to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which I wasn't able to do in the previous, before, the rest of my life before the speak. I love Hashem Baruch Nishma. So he wasn't able to finish the Shema, and then his Neshama died, and he immediately died, and his soul was Perkel Shemaya. So the when it says in Babli, Yotze Shema So Be'echot, that he went to Echot, he said Shema, the last word. He was marich in the last word and the echad, and it the word and that, and that's when yatzah nishma. So that's when he died. I said that this was the great Rabbi Akiva and how he showed his incredible love and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do we learn from the idea of loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Chemi Musi Shemesh Rav Kiva Esu Mesh Taim Shana. Chemi Musi served him for 22 years. Velamdo, Akiva taught him. He told him all the extra S's and the gums and the Torah all have a reason. There's a reason why. None of them are extra. Each one is to tell you a special thing. The Rav is Kol Esha B'Taira. Each one has a purpose. Each one has a limud that to tell you what exactly it is. That the so that each one comes for a reason. Each one's telling us a chiddush. So that you told me. So he taught him all the Torah, all the S's and all the Gams, all the Alsos in the Torah, that it had a purpose for it. That's what Rabbi taught him. Ach and Rak are mutan. He said the words of Ach and Rak are mute is to exclude, make it exclude something. So Amalei Malain Ksivas Hashem Lakecha Tira. What's Elas Hashem? What is it telling you? S Hashem is to include Tira. Amalei is include. What's it coming to include? Amalei also is Tira. So include him and his Tira. Includes him and his Tira. Which means that the Mesur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to Mesur HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't mean to go ahead and to give kavod to Hashem, but to give kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. To recognize his Torah is the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't recognize, give kavod to Hashem and not to his Torah. In the Bavli and Pesachim says the famous, where it says, Es the Rabbis Tamina Chachamim, to include Tamina Chachamim. But in the Yerushalmi, it's a different drasha, it means Lolur Taraso, to include his Torah. And to that is the to respect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what the limud that he told him by this S that he gave him. But at this Rambam said this S that tell you as Tarasu. So again, the Rashi Slo learns Tamei Chomim loaned him Tarasu. Tarasu means Tamei Chomim that is that learns his Torah. That is what the Gemara says in the Bavli, but it's not the lashon of the Gemara Tarasu. It's the way the Rashi Slo learns. It's the same thing, but the. But the Pneumosha also learned the Yarim and HaTorah Lom Deh B'Klal includes those who learn the Torah. But some of the first who learn Torah so means the Mashmo, the Torah so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah is the same level of Yira and Ema and Abba you have to have for his Torah as you do for HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. But the others learn seem to put together the same as the Bavli. Refers to those that Tamei Chachamim were learning the Torah. Mishnah said, Yakal HaMesh Neged Sarim Israel. A person can go ahead and behave with Kalas Rosh, Keneged, the Seir HaMizrach, the Eastern Gate, which is Keneged, the Kodesh Kedoshim, the Pesach of the Kodesh Kedoshim. A person has to have, a person can't have Kalas Rosh, it's a Bizayon to the Mekdash HaTiro. You have to go ahead and you can't, Mevazeh can't have, act inappropriately in the place that's Keneged, the Makom HaMikdash. The Gemara says, a person has to go ahead and go and urinate. The Gemara says, there is a Pope, put him, put himself, turn his face, so Mar says, "Kopik kopik penakop." So he turns his face north. Mar says, "So that therefore your body, since you're standing up, you're facing the place where you're being, the airway you're being mashed in. From a mela, therefore you should face north, so that your face will face south. Your body will face north, and you won't be facing south, which is a bizayon that you shouldn't do." It says, but if you go ahead, Mesech is rock, the person goes ahead moving his bowels, then I raise a little bit of Klapi Durm, then you turn your face southward. Because then your back, where you're defecating from, will be now facing north, won't be facing south. So it's the way it's the pretty copy pun of copy itself. The Mesach Raglev says the Rashi Slo and the Kavim Gedolim. You have to cover your body. So Meila, when you're facing Eretz Yisrael, you shouldn't be that. The exposed part is facing south. You should, and therefore, the person. So when you Matil Mayim, then you go ahead, you face north, and this way you're not facing. You're not doing it towards the south. That's not a bizayon. But however, but if you're doing the other way around, if it's a person should not expose himself and his backside, where it's going to be connected there, and therefore you should go ahead and I hope it palm and turn face where it turns south so that your back will be exposed northward. So Mara says, the Amar is by Rabin, Chad HaDamat HaMinistin, so the Bryce says, not Tzoyf and Lamaila. It's talking about a case only where? When you're stealing from the Tzoyf and Lamaila. In other words, When you're tzoifim l'mayla, when you're standing in the tzoifim within, which means again we're talking about the place where you could see the Beit HaMikdash, that's where a person should not do it. Where you're standing high up on Har Tzofim, there you can see it. There, look, is the restrictions how a person should go, which way you should face. But if a person is not there, then look, is you're allowed to. There's no restriction, and you can't see the Makom HaMikdash. So then, if there's no Indian of there's no south more than the west, nor the north. There is no Hashiva is one more than the other. You can do any place you want, but any direction that you want is not there's no halacha regarding that. And therefore, this restriction of panav klapi tzafon does not okay it in this case. Regarding that, chomakom. Well, because now in any place you're going, wherever you are, Mar says even away, so even not near Israel, about shemakom yekosel. You cannot do it. You can't face towards the makom. Even if it is, even if you're outside Eretz Israel, the restriction still applies. However, not if there's a wall in front of you. If there's a wall in front of you, then the halacha is, then the wall blocks out, and then you could go ahead either way, east, west, doesn't make a difference, because you have the kosel blocking you, and therefore, doesn't make any difference, all sides, even if it's just in front of you, if you're facing the wall doing this, that's proper covering, proper block, that's protecting you from connected to tzafon, connected to makom hamikdash, and therefore this would be shema kosel makom lo bayis kavod, the wall that's blocking the base of cover, the base of kisei. Then the luck is that is permission that you're allowed to do, but like in a field where there's you can't do. Much if you're in an open area, then if there's a wall, yes, but if there's a field, this is an open area, the field, then the chori zakpada. So this you should do so. So the Gemara says that's a basic kisei b'as in a kapeda. So he quotes the Haredim, quotes the Rishonim, the Rosh, and the Rajba, and the Tosfos, that it's the that the halacha and the way posting pasna Rabbi Akiva, and it's a basic kisei. There's a wall. There's no problem facing the way. If you're in a field, an open field, there are the restrictions. Even chutz la'aretz restrictions shouldn't do it. Kalape itself on kalape the makom hamikdash and pasna Rabbi Akiva. But if it's in a place where it has an enclosed area, basic kisei, or a place where there's a wall, then there's no halacha, there's no restriction to do so either way. Says the Gemara, "Tenu l'Rabbi Zeh Meisek l'Ragla." Person goes ahead and is going to move his bowel. Eaten panel mizrach b'achol l'marav. They'll start and do it sideways, not to go to the north, not to the east, not to the west, but rather, and we should do so. Let's start in the side. That's the way a person should do it. There's no issue at all. There's no problem. But they're doing something like this. Either way, you're doing it has some bizayon, some bizayon. Therefore, I should be let's start him. Ain't capable upon the sudden flower because there's no even directly one way or the other. But let's start him. It should be a little bit to the side. A little cover that is the way it should be. Tzafon b'darim should be a little bit more with that cover. But if it's a that's only where a person is going at is meitzer raglo, but meir aglayim there is no restriction in either direction. Rabbi Daim Avinu says, "Shas haMikdash, time he had meitzer Mikdash, we had to make it. This all applies when he had meitzer Mikdash. When I said Yisayim, I'm not sofon lefnim. When it's sofon lefnim, that's when there's an issue. But when it's not sofon lefnim, there's no issue at all. Because I'm in bechol makom, again the same idea. Wherever you are, you can outside it. So God, makom shem makom, that place that has a wall. The mele, therefore, you can have a meitzer raglo in any place, in any direction." When there's a makom shame or kosel, that's where you have an issue. One trouble keep it. But if you have a kosel, then there's no restriction whatsoever to do so. And again, the restriction seems to be a kind of a kibbutz we paskin like only from tzafon l'darom. But mizrach l'mayir, it doesn't seem that there be any restrictions as for where a person is allowed to have the face in a situation like that without cover when he's doing something without a cover. So the Gemara said that there is no makom shein kosel. So the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, Akiva Akiva says, "Nachnasi Yaakov Bishul Liros Amaisa." Same mice we have about in the Babli and the Brachos. Person goes in. I went into after Yeshua, my Rebbe, to see how he was knowing himself in the Beis Hakisei, how he was able to do so. We have this in the Gemara, the Babli, and he had to go learn. He said, "Lema Yitzarach." So Amalei, mice, what do you see? Amalei, I saw it. Mizi Yoshev Tzidi B'Kapir. I saw that he was sitting sideways. Towards the west, he wasn't the Meir, and he kept didn't expose his goof in any part to the Mizrach Meir. He was sideways, so he protected the cover. When I say he didn't go ahead and didn't allow himself to be exposed until he sat down. But he didn't expose himself sitting or standing up because it would be because it's news. So he wait till he sit down and then cover himself right before we get up and cover himself until he sat down. So he said, "There are covered, there are sneers." And he would not sit down until he went ahead and he cleaned it. Until he cleaned it. Now, this is the concept of, again, the same idea that you make sure for cleanliness purposes that the You have to go ahead to make sure that you're protected, that you do so in a way that's b'derech kavod and b'derech nikayon. So that he would go ahead and he would make sure that he would clean. When he would clean himself, he didn't clean with his right, except his small, only with his left hand, because the yamin is the ikur hand, and the Torah gives chashivs to that. The right hand, you use it to put on tefillin, you tie the tefillin on the right hand, and do many things with the right hand that you write, because it's your right, tefillin, mezuzahs, etc., everything's with the right, so therefore, you gave the left-handed one. You take use the left hand for this ma'aseh b'zayon, so to speak, and leave the right hand for the bar mitzvah. The chafetz chaim, a person is a lefty. What do you do with that? The Gemara Mishnah talks about it. More barichas. The idea is to give kavod. You have to give kavod to the right by therefore using only the left to clean oneself. Because Rabbi Akiva also said, "Why not Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva went to his Rabbi. Shemazi went to his Rabbi to look, see how he does the basic kisei. Arisa, Malam, Yosi, Yishav, Shvitzal, like the Parmayev. Same idea. Lo Parat, Yishav, Yishav, Atzei, Yishav, Shev. Kinel, Yemenel, Small. Exact same way. Rabbi Akiva saw in his Rabbi. Akiva followed. Obviously, learned from them and followed his own. That's why he was knowing. And his Talmud saw the same thing, but his Rabbi that Rabbi Akiva saw with his Rabbi."